This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Saturday, June 16, Christ alone. Our scripture reading comes from Philippians 3. If someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee, as for zeal, persecuting the church, as for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. In Philippians 3, verse 8, the original Greek text includes a word that is not very nice. Often, it is translated as garbage. The Greek word actually means something closer to a steaming pile of manure. It is not a word for polite company. But what makes it so striking is that Paul uses this word to describe his former religious accomplishments. Earlier in his life, his status as a Pharisee and a near-perfect keeper of God's law were his prize achievements. He was sure it all added up to a shiny gold ticket to heaven. Then, in a vision, he met Jesus, the ascended Son of God, who had made salvation possible by giving up his own life to pay the price for all our sin. Once Paul realized how costly it really was to take away human sin, he knew that any idea he'd ever entertained that we humans could pay for sin on our own was false. In fact, any idea like that was beyond false. It was garbage, useless, futile, hollow, a stinking pile of manure. We can be thankful for all that the Spirit helps us do in our lives. We need not belittle the fruit of the Spirit we produce, but Paul urges, do not for one second think that such things reunite you with God. That required a cross and the Son of God sacrifice once for all. To God be all the glory. Pray with me. Shine the light of your cross so brightly in our hearts, dear Savior, that we will not for a moment mistake our good deeds for your supreme sacrifice. In your name we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.